Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about keeping watch, being prepared for the return of Jesus. As we watch and wait, we watch with a variety of characteristics that God wants to grow in our life. So we're going to kick off the broadcast part of this week talking and praying about watching with wisdom, being one that is wise. And we're working our way through Matthew chapter 25. It's following the outline of the sermon I preached yesterday here at Deer Run. Matthew 25, verse 4 says, "The wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps." Jesus tells a parable of 10 virgins waiting for a bridegroom to arrive. And it says, 5 were foolish and 5 were wise. And the wise took extra oil. The foolish did not. And as this parable unfolds, we discover that when the bridegroom finally arrived, the foolish had gone missing because they ran out of oil and they went to get more. And Jesus says, he tells this parable so that we would always keep watch, because no one knows the day or hour of his return. When I think about watching with wisdom, I think about the preparation that we continually make so that we're always ready. That regardless of what day or hour, we're prepared. We're prepared because at whatever time it might be, we are found faithful to Jesus. As we read through scriptures, we discover that Jesus makes it clear throughout his teaching that his desire is to find us faithful. As we unwrap Matthew 25 this week, we'll discover a variety of things that Jesus wants to see in our life. Not because they earn us favor with him, not because they earn us salvation, but because they reflect a growing fruit of his Spirit within us. And when we live as those who are wise, we live as those who acknowledge Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. The Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. It's not a fear that we're terrified of the Lord. It's a fear that, we know who he is and who we are. It's a respect. It's a recognition that he's in charge. And when we live with that type of respect, that type of honor, there is a mixture of fear if we cross paths with him, if we go up against him. Wisdom says, and Jesus talked about a man, suppose you had an army of 10,000 going up against an army of 20,000. Would not wisdom say that while you're still a long ways off, that you would send representatives to seek terms of peace? And that's the fear of the Lord that God wants us to have, is that we recognize that if we go against him, we'll never win. And when the battle is that lopsided, the only terms of peace that really make any sense is unconditional surrender. We have no leverage. And when we live as those who are wise, we live as those who have surrendered to Jesus. Because when we surrender to Jesus, He is the one who prepares us, who fills us with His oil, who keeps our light shining brightly. When Jesus says that you are the light of the world, that's only possible if He is within us. And so we choose to watch with wisdom. A wisdom which comes from God's Word. A wisdom which comes from the application and doing of God's Word. A wisdom which puts Him first. A wisdom that seeks to live a life of faithfulness that is ready at any time. A wisdom which says, God, you're in charge. I'm not. And so today, as we spend time praying, we ask God to fill us with that wisdom. James writes and says, if anyone lacks wisdom, he should ask of God, who gives generously and without finding fault. And so we have ample supply if we just ask. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us the things that we need in order to live with a wisdom that exceeds the wisdom of this world. A wisdom that began with our fear of the Lord. Our choice to respect and obey. Our choice to unconditionally surrender so that you're in charge and not us. And so God, today, as we choose to watch and wait for the return of Jesus, may we watch with wisdom. Always prepared. Always ready. Always looking and longing for that day. Even as we live life to the full, making the most of every opportunity, not wasting a single moment. We watch with wisdom, staying active, staying involved, staying faithful in the things that you've given us to do. Staying faithful in being who you created us to be. And so God, today, help us to be those who are truly wise as we watch for Jesus. And Father, as we live with wisdom, may we share Jesus. May we lift Him up as the author, the source, the perfecter of our faith, but also as the author, source, and perfecter of the wisdom that we have. So that, Father, as we lift up Jesus, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.